Saints football, folks, is on the road this week on the West Coast. The Black and Gold taking on the Rams in L.A. Saturday. Game day begins 11 a.m. with First Take with me and Charlie Long. Countdown to kickoff with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, 1 o'clock. Game time with Deuce and Mike Haas, along with Jeff Nowak on the sideline at 3 p.m. And then the point after with the Cajun Cannon till 9 p.m. Saints, Rams, catch all the excitement Saturday right here on WWL. And, of course, the free Odyssey app, helping us break down things out on the left coast. The voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, joining us here right now on WWL Saints Radio. Man, how's it going out there, Mike? I know it was a lot less of a lot more work actually got in today than on Tuesday's section. It's amazing that there weren't any fights breaking out all over the place like we saw against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I kind of felt today was like Tuesday was a circus. Today was a debate. Right? I mean, it was football because we did this with the Rams last year. And quite frankly, the joint practices that from the Chargers a few years ago, you know, and then last year and then Jacksonville today, it's like that's what they are. Maybe there's a skirmish. And then Tuesday is a battle royale. Like, what in the – I mean, I don't know how to explain it. I've been doing this a long time. The only thing even close to it was like in the – I don't know, mid-90s with Mora, and the Saints were practicing with Kansas City, and they quit. They had to stop it. They shut it down. There were so many fights. But that's, you know, 40 years ago. That's the last time. Because the joint practices are controlled. That's why they do this. That one, I don't know, it was like everybody showed up with road rage. I couldn't, you know, it was just, it was a different atmosphere. Although I felt both teams got, you know, fine the same. I go back and look at that video. I go back and I felt it was, you know, maybe I'm partial. I didn't feel it was 50-50. I just didn't feel it was 50-50, but it is what it is. And so but that was the aberration. Today was work, man, just flat out. And mostly team session, very little other than team, special team. And it's what you want out of these sessions. Just work. 2 hours. It was, you know, for them, you know, it was inland. Woodland Hills is inland, and it was hot. It was a pretty warm day. It was in the 90s. But you got your work done, you got on the bus, and you went back to the hotel. It's the way it should be.
Mike, curious, this is now the Saints' third joint practice in about a week. How's the team holding up with these physical days stacking up against them?
I think, okay, it's all – it's a – this is not, even Kellen said it today, this is probably not in a perfect world how you would draw it up, right? You wouldn't draw up three joint practices and two preseason games. That's five events in 10 days. Probably not how you draw it up. That's just kind of how it worked out. So, you know, some people went down. I mean, Ridgeway left. Ruiz was a little banged up. Dallas Beanham, Oscar Delp was kind of in and out. But I think he's going to be okay. There was nothing that I would call, you know, serious. Although I will say that it's also hard to tell what's serious anymore. You know, guys kind of walk off the field, look like they're going to the restroom, and then they're done for the year. It's a little different. But it's been really, I think I was more worried about people getting hurt during the fights
right.
than I was in any of the practice plays today, right? You're not very rarely tackling to the ground. I think that just, you know, I don't know. You know, if I knew the exact situation with Quincy Riley, he's your starter. With Alvin, we know Jordan's going to be out 8 weeks. But that could have, you know, that can happen anywhere at any time. Look at, you know, Brian Brzee. He wasn't doing anything, right? You know, so it can happen. It's just you put yourself in a situation with this much physicality in a short span of time. Like tomorrow will be a walkthrough just like yesterday. So I think, I don't know what the bar is for coming out okay. So we'll have to wait and see the kind of how long these kind of injuries linger, but that could have happened at any point. So I think part of this was you are opening up in Detroit and in Baltimore against two of the most, you know, physical football teams out there, and you want your team ready. And I think this stretch, if they can get through Saturday and get through, you know, Dallas the following week, which, again, I don't think that's going to be anything like the practice. We're playing the dang guy, you know, guys on the field. You won't have any fights, I bet. You know, maybe one. But I think if they can battle through this, you're going to have a really battle-tested team because of the physicality.
You know, Mike, we talked with Nowak earlier on in the show. Jeff had watched the Saints offense, and he had some good reports to give about Devon Vele and Bryce Lance on his birthday having a really strong showing against the Rams defense. Just want to get your thoughts, because you got to watch the Saints defense against the Rams offense. When we were speaking with Greg Beecham, who covers the Rams for the LA or for the Associated Press, he had talked about Matt Stafford getting the work in these joint workouts instead of playing in the preseason. There's no reason to play the MVP in the preseason, especially at this point in his career. What do you saw from the Saints starting defense against the Rams offense and, you know, the firepower that they can present?
Well, I would say that the Saints, like many NFL teams, do not have an answer for Matt Stafford and Davante Adams. Like, they are, man, peanut butter and jelly. They Stafford, you know, went deep, didn't go deep too much to him, but a couple of times. But man, they connected, you know, in a flat across the middle, out patterns. I mean, that's a tough combination. But I say that, Carl Granderson had a great PBU of Stafford. Chase Young had his classic sacks. Chase Young sacks now. I think it's become the game to him, because he gets there sometimes so fast, is that he gets to the quarterback, doesn't run past him and touch him like it's a sack. He stands next to him, reaches his arm out, and touches the quarterback. Like, hey, I'm here, touch, right? Devon Godshaw had a sack of Stafford. So they did a pretty good job putting some pressure on him. They did better against Ty Simpson and Stetson Bennett, the backups. Deion Jones had a good day. From a backup standpoint, there were a couple of picks of Ty Simpson. He did not have a great day. His first pass was picked off by T.J. Hall, and he had one later picked off by Dallas Beanham, but he got hurt on the play. I'm not really sure the significance or seriousness of that injury. But, man, Stafford is tough. He gets rid of it so fast, right? So it's really – it's hard to get pressure on him. But the Saints, I thought, did a pretty good job with Godshaw, Chase, and Grando getting to him, or at least, you know, getting in his face enough. But he works his tight ends, seam routes, nothing deep, really not a whole lot deep. But, man, they just really work the underneath stuff so well. But that's what the Saints want. But if you're going to, you know, get that test, you're going to get it. You want to do it against the best, and they got the test today of one of the better offenses working that short game.
Mike, you know, daily we're constantly getting worried about these injury updates that we've been getting coming out of practices. Besides Cesar Ruiz, and I know John Ridgeway, was there any other additional injury updates that were out there today?
Just, I know Dallas Beanham got hurt. I don't know what it was. It was actually on a play where he made an interception. He made the interception downfield on a deep pass. I don't have any, it felt like it was a leg. Oscar Delp was in the blue tent some, and I asked Kellen afterwards, because he didn't mention Oscar, and he was, Oscar's fine. He was in the blue tent, out of the blue tent, in the blue tent, out of the blue tent, but he was fine. So I have to wait and see. It's kind of these joint practices are a little different. Like, the blue tent is a blue tent. You see the guy, right? And so, you don't report on anything that's kind of really going on, but you see the guy go into the tent. It's a little different. But so it's hard to tell, right? On Ridgeway and Cesar. Cesar came back out and, you know, was on the sideline. You really don't know much about these injuries day one, right? And tomorrow's a closed walkthrough. We won't talk to him then. So the next time we talk to...
Oh, darn, a day off, right?
Right. Starters won't play on Saturday. And so even when you... It's hard to tell, you know, who didn't play because they were injured, who didn't play. So really, it won't be till Saturday after the game that you get any kind of updates on these guys. Now, if Dallas Beanham doesn't play, because he was going to play... Right, Cesar wasn't going to play at all. I don't think Ridgeway would have played, maybe some, but he's been kind of banged up anyway. So it's really kind of hard to tell. And, you know, Kellen's pretty good at kind of talking around it, and you don't really know because he doesn't know the length of it or the severity of it. But by Saturday, you know, they're heading back, right? It's Sunday, they're off. Monday, all of a sudden we're sitting here on Thursday, and we may not find out a lot about these injuries until Monday. Hopefully they will not be serious. They didn't look serious, but again, it's really hard to tell these days.
You know, Mike, I'm glad you brought up when talking about the passing game, specifically going up against these tight ends, because the Rams, like we talked with Greg Beecham last hour about it, have really kind of started, Sean McVay specifically, the 13 personnel that's kind of in vogue. We saw all the tight ends get drafted in this past year's draft, especially on like day two where there was just a run on them, which was pretty crazy. The Saints ended up getting one of their own with Oscar Delp during that stretch. But specifically the tight end room for the Rams is one of those spots that I think is really good for the Saints to go up against, where there's not like a Brock Bowers or, you know, maybe a Trey McBride or anything like that. They still have, you know, a couple of really good Wiley veterans and Colby Parkinson and Tyler Higbee to go alongside some rising young players that they took. They used two straight second round picks on, you know, Terrence Ferguson last year, and then this year Max Clair out of Ohio State. So going up against a group like that, I think it's really, really beneficial for the Saints as the NFL kind of moves towards these heavier packages around the league.
Yeah, I was watching because obviously I was watching the Rams' offense. They used 13 a couple of times today, and they kind of do it like sometimes you and I talk about. They'll set up with 13 and then bring one of the tight ends into the fullback role. Right, it's a running play. But you're right. I mean, you talk about you just also learn about the depth of the wide receiver position and the tight end position. Because the Rams also selected a wide receiver, D6, just like the Saints selected Barrion Brown in the sixth round and against Jacksonville. They had two wide receivers in the sixth round. I think this was a deep draft for tight ends and wide receivers because Jacksonville had a tight end drafted early. And it means you're using, like you say, D2, D3. And so you're right. We won't see Terrence Ferguson or Higbee or Parkinson, but today was good work because Stafford likes to find Terrence Ferguson. He's kind of a wide receiver-ish, if you will, tight end. He's 6'5", but he has a lot of Juwan Johnson-type skills. But they still got some young guys, Rohan Jones, Dan Villery, Max Clair, we'll see, you know, on Saturday out of Ohio State. And that, man, that's a challenge for this linebacking core. You know, covering those tight ends, it won't be Stafford, but you'll still have those tight ends out there.
Mike, when you're looking at the Saints quarterback situation going into this game, we're kind of waiting to see who's going to end up starting between Spencer Rattler and Kyle Wilson. Curious to see how that shakes out. But are we going to see Tyler Shuck in action in Game 3 against Dallas even? Or is it just pretty much what we're getting in these joint workouts is his, I guess, preseason work, so to say?
I don't know. We've had about 7 90-minute car rides in this for these practices. Right? It's like everything. They're not far away. They're 23 miles away. Nine minutes. It's like, this is insanity. And so we have talked to Deuce about it ad nauseum. It's like, first of all, I believe Zach will start Saturday, right? And I just feel like they want to see what that looks like. I feel like it's a closer battle just because of the way he played against Jacksonville. So then you look at the Shuck situation. So it's a short week after this. There's no joint practices. And so if you're going to play him, and this is kind of a conversation we've all been having, so are you going to play him? Then you're going to play your starting offensive line. And if you're going to play him for a series, okay, well, what if it's a 3-and-out, right? Well, then what are we doing? Then there's 2 series. And then, you know, there's to me, and this is just my opinion, there's got to be the pros have to outweigh the cons. Like, I know he can throw to Chris Olave. We've seen it. I know he can throw to Vele. We've seen it. I know he can throw to all these guys on the roster. So if he comes in to throw 3 passes to Oscar Delp or to throw a pass to Bryce Lance, who he's probably not going to be throwing to in the regular season, what is the point? And so I don't know. The way this is a very unique preseason. You do not have three joint practices and two preseason games, because this third because I think in a normal, whatever a normal world is, this preseason game, two, this Rams game, if you take out the joint practices, Tyler Suggs starts, probably plays a quarter and a half with the starters. And then you don't see him against Dallas. But the way things have shaped up, I don't, if you're going to play him a quarter and a half, which I don't think is even reasonable to even talk about, then okay. But if you're not, what's the point? He's not going to be thrown to Jordan. He's not going to be thrown to Chris Olave. So
yeah, because Mike too. I got to wonder how can
I don't know, but I that's my thought.
I was going to say, Mike, how concerned maybe the team is too. Like some of the nonsense from Tuesday's joint workout with Dallas could even spill over into next Friday's preseason game.
Right, I'd be surprised just because I think that because you know the players didn't get fired, the teams got fired. I'd be like, hey. Little team meeting here, beeps, we ain't doing that again. And so I'd be surprised, you know. And so you're right, but, you know, all it takes is some, you know, guy trying to make a name for himself, some third-string linebacker to come take a shot at Chuck. And I just don't, you know, at this point, I've seen enough. I've seen more than enough of Tyler Chuck. He's ready to start against the Detroit Lions. Let's get to the 53. And then let's take a good 2 weeks to, you know, that first week you're installed, and then you're in your 53. You have a full 2 weeks of that post cuts. Now you can make an argument that the guy should play and get tackled and face it, and I don't know. You can there's both sides of that coin. I just don't. To me, what could happen doesn't outweigh the bad things that can happen. I'm not saying they will, but I think there's quite a battle going on between Spencer and Zach. I don't know that that's going to be decided, you know, Saturday and maybe in the Dallas game. I feel like that's an important position. We've seen it. You know, a few years ago, Derek Carr started all 17, but, you know, he got hurt in three of them. But just it doesn't happen. It's an aberration. I don't know why I keep saying aberration, but it's an aberration to have your starter go 17. So Spencer or Zach Wilson's going to play. One of those two guys needs to be, you know, ready to come in and win games. And it's probably a closer. I think Spencer's had a heck of a camp, but Zach Wilson had a pretty good game against Jacksonville. So I want to see them. I mean, it's twos against twos, but that's just the way it is. Same thing with Rams. Rams have had two joint practices with Dallas last weekend and then with us. You know, they're getting ready for Australia, for God's sake. They got so I don't know. I don't. The answer is, will he? I don't know. Should he? In my world, no.
It's one of those funny situations where I think the Saints have way more of an interesting quarterback conversation for this upcoming game against the Rams than the Rams do. Like, the Rams are going to throw Stetson Bennett out there for a little bit, and then Ty Simpson is going to be taking over the show. But for the Saints, you know, it's different answers that we've got from you and Nowak about who's going to be the starter. Kellen was very coy about it. He's just like, yeah, we're going to discuss it and figure out what we're going to do. They'll probably make that decision either tonight or tomorrow about who the starter is going to technically be. I don't think that it really matters all that much towards this, you know, battle, because I think it's going to last through the third preseason game as well, Mike. But the games have to matter. Even if Spencer does look better in practice at points than Zach, you know, it was definitely a slow start for him. So look for him to potentially try to bounce back here against the Rams as he tries to win that backup role.
Yeah, he was 8 of 11 for 42. He just didn't have a really kind of, you know, downfield. He had a couple of sacks. He didn't really just have the downfield that Zach did. Zach was 11 of 16. Spencer was 8 of 11. So you're right. I think, you know, I don't know how much more we'll see Hunter. You know, he played, you know, he hadn't even really practiced and played more in the preseason game with Jacksonville. So you're right. I think that position, and they've both had really strong camps, but it's such an important position that this one's going to have to play itself out. I don't, you know, and Tyler's ready. Rams, Dallas, Jacksonville, you know, those are three games for the most part. 90 plays. Jacksonville, not nearly as many plays against Dallas, and I don't know the number of plays today, but man, it was phenomenal work. Yeah, I mean, Spencer, Zach Wilson, you know, I'm not even sure that the maybe the winner is the number two. I don't know, maybe the loser of this battle makes it through the practice squad. Maybe he gets traded. Who knows? I have no idea. But it's an important battle that has to play out in these two preseason games.
Mike, now maybe the toughest question for you, the most important, I'll say. Have you had a good meal out in California yet? What's the food scene been like?
We had a good dinner last night at this place called Killer Shrimp. And they put shrimp, it's kind of like our version of barbecue shrimp, where
okay.
It's in the sauce. And they give you a bucket of bread, of bread that you dip into the sauce. And it was spicy, and I'm like, yeah, spicy, bring it on. But that was really good. So last night's meal, Jeff and I, at a place called Killer Shrimp, was pretty good. Other than that, it's just been, you know, catch as catch can, baby.
Definitely appreciate the time, Mike. Enjoy the time out there, and looking forward to the call on Saturday. Look forward to hearing more from you. Thank you.
All right, fellas. Have a good one.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike Haas, voice of the Saints, joining us there from California. Kill a shrimp. I mean, it's always tough this time, Charlie. It's, you know, dinner time. I did no favors to myself talking about food right now.
Yeah, I don't know why you did that to yourself, Steve. Now I'm thinking about shrimp.